does this thing work?
Recording mode will engage on your command, ma'am.
Voice activated, eh? Righto, let's begin recording then.
Recording.
Hello, Brax. It's me. Benny? Well, of course it is. You know the sound of my voice by now, don't you? Sorry, maybe I should start again.
Professor Summerfield, would you like another...
No, thank you, not right now. I really have to let the folks back home know where I am. They might be worrying. Oh, well, if you insist. Thank you. If I need anything else, I know where you are. Right then, now, where are we? Ah, yes, the folks back home. That'll be you, Brax. And Peter and the boys, of course. Brax, you'll pass this message on to Adrian and Jason for me, won't you? Thank you. I am really sorry that I'm going to be away a little longer than I originally planned. Really, really sorry. No, honestly, I am, but step up our lips, chaps. Don't start blubbing. It's only going to be for another week or so. Anyway, you're probably wondering where I am, and, more to the point, why I'm here. So, settle back. Get yourself comfortable, and I'll tell you all about it. It all started with an invitation to do a little archaeology. I'm beginning to think that being famous, if that's the right word for this notoriety I appear to have achieved of late, is a very dangerous thing to be. I'm sure I never used to get all this attention when I was younger. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is that I'm always being invited to this planet or that planet these days, and as you know, I turn down more than I accept. After all, I'm a working mother now. I have responsibilities, and more to the point, I'd really like Peter to grow up actually knowing who I am. Nevertheless, sometimes a particular challenge comes along, and yes, okay, maybe it's helped by having a spectacularly generous fee attached, and it's hard to resist. Which is what happened with this most recent adventure, and it all began with a too-good-to-ignore invitation to investigate a recently uncovered find on the Earth colony world Tysa 4. My invitation came from a chap called Linton Jellis, a historian working on the planet who was desperate to have my expert eyes on his little discovery. He was very excited on the subspace communicator. Small and sweaty and prematurely balding and forever pushing his heavy-framed spectacles up the bridge of his nose like an Annie Hall period Woody Allen. He was also a bit of a fan. There you are. Mr. Jellis, I presume. I didn't see you hiding there.
Yeah, I got a bit hemmed in behind that large off with the extra arms. I've asked him to move, but I'm kind of attached to my head. You know what I mean?
Never mind. Here I am now. No need to risk personal injury any further.
Thank goodness for that. Was your flight okay?
First class. Literally. Treatment like that, you don't mind a long haul, do you?
Yeah. But no, I always travel economy.
So do I, Mr. Jellis. Normally, so do I.
Oh, please, call me Linton. Or maybe Lynn, if you want.
Oh, I'll stick with Linton, if that's okay. Oh, no.
What is it? What's the problem? Is something wrong?
It's just your shoulder bag. I've just noticed that book sticking out of the top. Is that...
The first edition of Down Among the Dead Men. Yes, I've got all your books, Professor. Hardback and trade paperbacks of most of them. In fact, I've got most of my collection in the bag. I was hoping you might sign
them.
Oh, please don't tell me that you don't do author signings.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't like the attention. It's always lovely to meet my readers. It's just the physical act that upsets me. Putting pen to paper. I feel like I'm defacing books.
I understand. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on then. Why not? I'll even give them a little extra value in a few years, you never know.
Signed copies only really go up in value after the author's death.
Well, you might have to be patient then. I'm not planning on pegging out quite yet. We'll get the books out then. And while I'm scrawling over the fly leaves, you can tell me again why I'm here.
I did send you a full briefing document, Professor. I thought you might use your time in transit to read the files.
Oh, I did glance at it a bit, but... you put me in first class. There's a lot to enjoy up there, you know. I couldn't spend the whole journey reading. Just give me the headlines, huh?
The headlines?
Quick overview to remind me of what I read.
Well, as I'm sure you know, Ticeir 4 is lucky enough to have an abundance of mineral resources.
The original colony was funded by one of the big mining corporations, wasn't it?
That's right.
I should have guessed. It's always the same with planets with numbers in their name. Ticeir 4. It's an accountant's idea of a name, isn't it? Do you want me to dedicate these to anyone in particular?
Oh, no. Just your signature is fine.
Okay. Carry on, then. Tell me about the find.
Recently, work started on preparing an area north of the equator for mining. But the robot diggers uncovered something that put everything on hold.
The archaeology?
Exactly. The analysis of the sample cores taken were throwing up artificial materials. And the subsequent sonar readings showed some kind of building. It looked like evidence of intelligent life.
So suddenly the mining corporation is in breach of most of the exploitation laws, and this colony is about to be declared illegal.
Well, the courts will only rule that if the site is proven to have a sign of recent indigenous life. If it turns out to be non-indigenous or very ancient...
You then... and your corporate bosses are in the clear.
Yes, I suppose you could put it that way.
I just did. And I'll tell you something else. I value my independence, Linton. I'm not going to put my name to a report that states anything but the complete truth, no matter what you offer me as an incentive. I am not for sale.
Professor Summerfield, I assure you...
I don't mean to be rude, and it's nothing personal, but I know the way corporate minds work, and it's not pleasant. Everything's about the bottom line.
I promise you, all of us here on Ticeir 4 want an objective analysis of this matter. That's why I lobbied the board to select you for this task. I knew, from everything I've ever read by and about you, that you would resist any undue pressure to give them the answer they want.
Well, in that case, I'm flattered by your faith. Well, that's the last one. Now you've a set of signed Bernie Summerfield books. I hope they make you very happy. Now then, why don't you point me in the right direction and I'll go and take a look at this find of yours.
Well, I'll take you there now. You can tell me about some of your wilder adventures on the way. In fact, there are some things I've been wanting to ask you about the dating of some of your earlier escapades.
The thing is, I'm a bit of a one-woman band on this kind of operation. I like to work on my own, at my own pace. I find it much easier to stay focused that way. I'm sure you'll understand. So just tell me where to go and I can get on with the job.
I'm sorry, Professor, but I'm afraid that's not possible.
It isn't?
For security reasons, I have been told that I have to stay with you throughout your visit.
You personally?
Yes. I think the exact words were, don't let the woman out of your sight.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry?
Nothing. Just a little prayer of thanks. For a moment there, I thought I'd have no one to talk to for the duration.
Oh, there's no danger of that.
Apparently not.
You were saying.
Me too. Shame. How much longer is it to the location of the find?
Oh, we're just reaching the area now. You should be able to see the site if you look to the left, Professor.
Where? Oh, hang on. Oh, is that it? Where those little trucks are gathered in a circle?
Those trucks are robot miners. They're twice the size of the starship you came here in.
Really? But in that case, that hole must be absolutely...
huge.
Then so. Makes the Grand Canyon look like a crack in the pavement. And we're going inside that.
Right, to the bottom. Might want to close your eyes for this bit. Descent tends to inspire vertigo and claustrophobia in most people.
Oh, no worries on that score. I've ridden the galaxy's toughest thrill rides and survived to tell the tale.
Sound didn't warn you.
Oh, got it!
see what I meant now?
Was that, really necessary?
I'm afraid so. But it's better on the way up.
It'd better be.
You'll need to get changed before we can explore. It's a little on the chilly side out here. That's why we need these thermal suits. Turn up the heat setting if you want, and then come on this way. But watch your step. The cave floor gets very icy and slippery.
So, what was it that made the AIs and the diggers first react to this site?
Metal detectors. Systems thought they'd found a major source of some metal deposits. In actual fact, what they'd found was this.
Hey, you could have warned me. Oh, things are bright.
Sorry. They're automatic. Programmed to come on when someone approaches.
A little melodramatic, isn't it? Couldn't they just leave the lights on?
Well, I think it's a budget issue, actually. We're too far down to use solar rechargeables. So, what do you make of them?
Well, let's see now. Basically, and this is just an initial reaction, I'd say what we have here is some kind of metallic doorway set into the rock. A very, very big metallic doorway.
A doorway to what, though? That's the question we need to answer.
I guess the best way to answer that is to open the doors. You know, they remind me of something. Something I've read about or been told about.
Do you think it could be Martians? It's very cold down here, perfect for ice water.
Please, Linton, it's Martians or new Martians in these PC days.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. I know you're an expert in Martian affairs.
Oh, I wouldn't say I was an expert by any means, but I do know enough to be fairly sure this isn't a Martian design. Have you tried to get the doors open?
Well, we tried brute force. A couple of robots had a go, but the doors are too heavy. There must be some kind of mechanism holding them closed.
No sign of a lock of any kind. What are those markings?
It was some sort of decorative pattern.
So, there are these patterns, and below them, at waist height, there are three rows of indentations. Could these be controls of some kind?
They look as if they were depressed. If you touch them, there could be buttons.
So there's a matching set of these markings and indentations on either side of the doors. Perhaps each door is controlled from one of these positions. Let's have a closer look. You stay here and I'll take the one on the right. Have you tried pressing any of these buttons?
No.
Well, let's give it a go then. That's interesting. Let's try another. Oh, it's a keyboard, a musical keyboard.
Are you musical, Professor Summerfield?
Anyone who's ever heard me singing in the shower could give you an answer to that one, Linton. I think the technical term is tone deaf.
But why would there be two musical keyboards here?
A sonic lock, perhaps? You can do anything with sound these days, I'm told.
So how do we know what sequence of sounds opens the door?
There must be a key of some kind. Oh, of course, the markings above the keyboards. What would you say they were?
Irregular patterns of different size dots.
Like notes on a stave?
I'm sorry?
An old-fashioned Terran means of transcribing music.
Pre-digital?
Oh, yes, totally analogue. Now, let's see. That first note is middle C. Perhaps that wasn't middle C. Let's try again.
Something's happening.
Oh, we certainly got a response. But I think you need to join in. That's the reason for having two of these control panels. Copy me. Start with the fifth button on the middle row. Then the sixth, the eighth, the second on the bottom row, the fifth on the same row, and the last on the top. Ready?
I think so.
On three, then. One, two, three. Middle five. Six. Eight. Two on the bottom. Five. Eight on top. Oh, didn't work.
No.
Let's swap sides. Now I see. We've got a different sequence. Now it makes sense. Give me a moment.
I think I can remember the sequence for this side.
Sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then. On three. One, two, three. I couldn't have done it without you.
Would you like to go first?
Love to. Weird though, wasn't it? Those panels were sized exactly right for humans. This all looks alien to me. After all that, there's not a lot here.
Except for this hatch.
Shaft with a ladder.
How did you know?
Just a hunch. Shall I go first again?
Some kind of control room. All this alien machinery. Do you recognize it, Professor?
I'm afraid I do. It's either another branch of the universe's favorite Swedish furniture company, or this is a hive of cyber technology.
Cyber technology? As in Cybermen?
That's the chaps.
That's impossible. How can there be a cyber base here on Tysa 4?
Anything's possible when it comes to Cybermen.
But they died out centuries ago, didn't they?
Possibly. But the thing about Cybermen is that they've had contact with time travelers and, at times, had time travel ability themselves, the net result of which is the chronology of the Cybermen is convoluted, to say the least. Believe me, they can turn up anywhere.
But there aren't any here, are there? This has been abandoned for years, hasn't it?
I wouldn't bet on that. Don't touch anything. This could be very dangerous. Linton, where have you wandered off to now?
Professor, come and have a look at this.
What is it?
Some kind of freezer unit, and there's something inside.
It's nice they didn't touch anything.
It's some kind of vial.
Just leave it.
It's okay, there's a handle.
Oh, Linton, you idiot, what have you done?
Now, Professor, we need to start calling in here.
Put that vial down and come on. We have to get out of here, now.
I don't think so, Benny.
What? Where did that gun come from?
Oh, this little thing. I never travel without it. And you know, it's a dangerous universe out there.
So why are you pointing it at me?
Because this is the end of your journey. I'm afraid I can't allow you to leave here with me today.
You planned this? It's all a trap. Also, you can get your hands on that. What is it? Looks like day-glow green slime.
As you've guessed, this is indeed the purpose of this little charade of mine. I knew I'd need specialist help to get in here, and you fitted the bill.
And the slime?
It's a cyber weapon, a bio-agent, a plague designed to kill humans.
And you knew what you were after all along, but how?
This base's computer was easier to get into than the base itself. I managed to get access to the data core and discovered the existence of this amazing material. And all I had to do was find the right resourceful adventurer to help me get through those doors. You were top of my list.
I'm flattered.
And now I've got this wonderful stuff. I can make good my escape and leave you to take the blame.
Wonderful. That's genocide in a can. What on earth can you want with it?
Ah, the indefatigable Professor Bernice Summerfield, asking awkward questions till the end. Well, I suppose I've just time to give you some answers. But only just. I took the liberty of setting a series of explosive devices on an earlier visit all around the perimeter of this site, and I've just initiated the countdown. 15 minutes from now, all this will be dust. Check your pocket.
What's this? A time?
I slipped it into your pocket earlier. I thought it might like to follow the countdown.
Oh, you're all heart.
So you better make your questions quick. I shall have to be on my way in a moment.
Why me?
Your reputation precedes you, Professor Summerfield. You're famous for getting into trouble, and your extraordinary run of luck is about to come to an end.
Don't worry. I'll make sure the news feeds cover the story properly. Plucky archaeologist stumbles on cyberbase, trips self-destruct and blows herself and a nest of cybermen sky high. Maybe someone will make a movie of it.
And what about the plague? What the hell are you going to do with that?
I have some friends in the Polon system.
Polon? Where those manic separatists want to break away from the Federation?
The United Polon Independence Party aren't maniacs. They're freedom fighters.
They're knuckleheads living in the past, that's what they are.
Well, now the UPIP are going to have the means to win that argument once and for all.
At the cost of how many lives?
Yours. That sounds like company arriving. Time for me to go. It's not just for show. Goodbye, Professor.
Hey! Come back here! No! Get off! Go off my arm!
Why are you not desist, human?
Good question. Short answer is I will be in the not-too-distant future unless you stop that man from closing the hatch at the top of that shaft.
Hatch?
That hatch. The one leading to the only exit. The one that just closed. You can let go of my arm now. Thank you. Oh, you nearly cut the circulation off to my hand.
Cyber technology can replace your organic limbs.
Thanks for the offer, but I'm not sure it's really me.
The humans will return. They will seek the antidote to the plague they have taken. They will be converted.
Great plan. But the man who just left not only took your plague, but he also left explosives around this base, which are set to go off in,
13 minutes, 30 seconds, 29, 28.
Just over 13 minutes.
This is not logical.
That's humans for you. Never really did master the art of logic. If we're going to get out of here, we're going to have to work together.
Cooperate?
When those bombs go off, we'll both be equally dead. But together, we might have a chance.
That is logical.
You see, we can manage it sometimes. Aren't you impressed? Now then, is there a back door to this place?
A back door? There is no need for a second entrance. The humans will return to seek the antidotes and open the hatch.
Yes. Sure, that was the plan, but things have moved on, remember? We haven't got the luxury of time. Oh, God, calm down, Benny. Don't panic. Deep breaths. Hey. Oh, the air is pretty fresh down here for a sealed base.
Humans require oxygen.
Which means... Oh, God, I still can't believe I'm really going to be asking you this. But is there any chance that you have such a thing as a ventilation shaft? Why do you have to build these places with such high ceilings?
Lesser races are intimidated by the scale of cyber design.
Oh, right, it's a size thing. Silly of me to forget. You are, after all, cybermen, aren't you? Oh, righto. You'll have to give me a bunk up.
I do not know the term bunk up.
I need to climb on you to reach that hatch.
And then you will lower the ladder so that I can follow you.
That's the agreement. Right then, put your hands together and put my foot in the push. Right. Oh, at last I think I found a practical use for these handles on your head. Now keep still now. I need to stand on your shoulders. Hold on. It's heavier than it looks. Yeah, okay, I've got a hold of it. Now grab my ankles. Don't crush them. And boost me up. That's it. No, then wet. Is the ladder released? Ah, got it.
Begin your ascent. I shall be behind you.
What a comforting thought. Oh, the doors have shut.
Humans will come looking for their dead colleague. Look.
Linton.
He will be the first victim of the cyber plague. He was lured by the bait, and now he is the bait.
You knew he'd be dead.
The plague is not in the vial. It is on the vial. It is a contact virus. As soon as the human touched the handle, he was infected. But he must have taken longer to climb than we predicted. He should have expired on the other side of the doors.
And to release the rest of the virus into the populace?
That was the intention.
Well, what's the good of that? Why don't you need living humans for your conversion process?
The virus is retro-engineered to terminate in one solar year. During the plague, humans seeking a cure would come here and then be converted. After a year, the human empire would be weakened, but not completely destroyed. The cyber race could emerge and conquer.
Great plan. Shame it went pear-shaped. Where are you going now?
To complete our escape, I must open the doors manually.
That's impossible.
Not for a Cyberman.
I need a... Oh, of course, Linton's blaster. I'm sorry about this, Linton. You need to master all that. Yeah. Oh, where's that gun of yours? Oh, goodness, this is gross. Pickpocketing a corpse. I know people say archaeology is only a step away from grave robbing, but at least usually I wait till the bodies are good and cold.
Human, when the doors are sufficiently apart, you must go through and operate the opening mechanism.
Who, me?
We are still cooperating, are we not?
That's the deal. Okay, then. Another 15 centimetres or so and I'll be able to slip through.
It will open.
Don't do yourself an injury now.
Cyber strength will prevail. Now.
Okay, keep holding the doors and I'll be able to get past you. Moving off Summerfield. I was worried having a baby would ruin my figure.
The control console on the left side of the doors can be made to operate the doors alone.
Really? Can it? And, how do I go about that, then?
First, activate the override. Follow my instructions carefully.
Maybe I've got a better idea. Why don't I just give the whole thing a little blast with this, eh?
That was not logical.
I've told you already, humans aren't.
The defense system has been activated. The doors are closing on me.
You better wait inside. I'll go and get help.
Wait, do not leave.
Sorry, can't stay. Gotta dash.
This is not logical. We had an agreement.
Next time, try putting together some cyber women. Maybe the feminine touch will do your race the power of good. Pre-flight sequence activated. How long have we got?
15 seconds. 14.
Oh, no. Which 30, one was the starter switch?
12. 11.
Oh,
10 seconds.
The engines. What next?
Handbrake. 9. 8.
Oh,
7.
Where the hell is the handbrake?
6.
Ah!
5. 4. 3. 2.
Here in the isolation and decontamination unit at Medic Station Alpha for 2 weeks at great expense. Thanks for picking up the bill and for making sure that Adrian and Jason look after Peter while I'm held up here. You will pick up the bill, won't you, Rax? I mentioned your name when they talked about travel insurance. I knew I could rely on you. Oh, okay. Just another one here, if you insist. You'll be happy to know that the medics here have given me a thorough going over, and they're pretty certain I'm not carrying any residue of the cyber plague. The forensic people here have done some tests on the vial, and they've confirmed that it was designed to work on contact only, so there was little chance of me becoming infected like poor Linton. Still, better safe than sorry. Which is why I'm here for the duration. I do feel a little bit bad about the Cyberman, though. I didn't exactly play fair with him, but then again, when did Cybermen ever worry about playing by the rules? Given half the chance, they'd have me fitted up with a full set of silver limbs and a pair of those handles stuck to my head. Talk about a bad head, eh? Anyway, No point in worrying about my cyber pal. He and his base got ever so slightly blown to smithereens. So I guess that takes care of that. Oh, that's good. You can't beat a well-programmed servitor robot for a decent cocktail, can you? Actually, if I'm honest, the peace and quiet in this place is rather relaxing. And the food's good. Not to mention the service. There's a dedicated crew of robots taking care of my every need. All in all, it's probably the best holiday I've had in years. I guess the old saying's true after all. Every cloud has a silver lining, right?